Good afternoon.
What's up, Mike?
Mike, how's the loss of Chris Harris change what happens on the back end?
Doesn't change much. Obviously, it hurts that he's gone. He's out for the season. I feel bad for him. You know, he worked so hard during the season, preseason, and get to this point, you know, a step closer to where we want to be, and he goes down. But, you know, if you look at our season, we had Tony Carter in there making plays. We had Kayvon in there making plays. Jam in there making plays. So I don't see it changing too much. You know, obviously it hurts, like I said, that he's down. But we got to keep going because we still have goals.
And, Mike, how do you see this injury affecting Champ Bailey's role?
Well, I'll leave that to the coaches. I don't know how is that going to affect him, whether he's going to move outside or inside. You know, I don't know. I would love to see Champ back out there every play, if you're asking me that. Yes, I would love to see that. But that's yet to be determined. So, actually, I got to ask him that question.
Was there immediate effect yesterday when he went out? It seems like that's when the Chargers started moving the ball.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was obvious when Chris went down, you know, things started to unravel a little bit on the back end. But, you know, I'm not worried about him. You know, he gave up a big play, but he could bounce back. He's been in the league a long time. And, you know, we all had bad games before, and we all slip up and done something to give up something before, and he always bounced back. So I'm not worried about that. You know, it's just little technique things that he can fix. You know, he haven't been getting reps all week, you know, and the step in that role is huge. So Jam, I'm not worried about it at all.
Have you guys had a chance to get comfortable with Champ going in and out all year and Raheem going down and DRC being out a few games? Has the secondary been able to gel as much as you guys would like?
These last couple games, can't you tell? You know, we've been holding opponents down, and we've been playing very well, you know, as a defense. And it's something we want to continue. And, you know, you look back at the Dallas game, and when it was like an offensive game, bombs over Baghdad, everybody back in the game going back and forth. And then, you know, we finally started to buckle down, and I must say we buckled down at the right time. You know, playoff time, and that's when you want to peak. We all knew we was going to the playoffs. We knew we was going to go to the playoffs. We was, I think, 10-2, whatever the record was. We knew we was going to the playoffs, and we knew we had to peak at the right time, and I think that's what we're doing now.
Is Bombs Over Baghdad your favorite Outkast song?
I must say, yeah.
If you said you're not worried about Jam because of his experience, what if Kayvon has a bigger role? Doesn't have a lot of experience. Would you be any concerned about him?
Oh, no. Did you see him against the Dallas game? You know, stripping Bryant? You know, he played. I'm confident if Tony Carter goes out there, if Kayvon Webster goes out there, Jam goes out, any one of them three guys step into this role, this new role, which I don't know yet who it is, I'm confident. I'm good. And I don't think we're going to play two men over him to help him out more. I don't think we're going to do things to adjust so we won't get exposed there. I think we got some good players. And I said this before, like in training camp, it was so hard in training camp because we had so many guys competing, you know, and coaches made it hard. And we made it hard for the coaches to make decisions whether who to cut and who to keep. And I guess they made some right decisions because, you know, the guys that – go down, then you got people stepping into these roles, and we don't miss a beat.
If Raheem is back, he's able to return this week. If he's back, whether it's this week or y'all win it next week, how big would it be to get him back?
He's always a help, you know. The more we can have the help, the better. You know, we got guys going down, so, you know, if he can come back and he can play and step into a role, I'm all for it, you know. Obviously, that'd be huge as well.
Mike, what's the good you take out of the last time you played the Patriots? What's the bad?
The bad is don't come out flat. The good is we started fast, got the turnovers we wanted. We went into the half 24-0. We finished out the half strong, but we didn't finish the game. That's the bad part. We didn't finish the game. We didn't come out with that same fire, that same intensity. I think the first or second drive, they came out and scored a touchdown. And we never went back to the sideline. We never settled down. We never say, okay, don't worry about it. It's Tom Brady. They're going to score. They're going to get their. They're going to get theirs. Okay, they're going to make their plays. Let's go. Now we got to shut them up. We got to shut them down a little bit, and we didn't do that.
Terrence Knighton just said he thinks the key going forward is to take the first three quarters and make sure you close the door on teams in the fourth quarter. Is that just a mentality? How do you make sure that you close teams out in the fourth quarter?
It's definitely a mentality. Just like when I was just talking to him, when you start fast, you got to finish fast. You got to finish the same way, you know. And it's hard because we're all professional athletes, and they're liable to make plays as well. So it's hard to have that mentality for four quarters. But it's doable. We can do it. And that's definitely what it is, a mentality that you got to continue to have through four quarters to win the game.
With Gronkowski out, who's the biggest receiving threat for the Patriots?
As I've been looking and seen a little bit, it looked like Edelman, you know, he had a couple big games, and I think Amendola is second. But that the running back, it seemed like he's catching a lot of passes. Really, coming out the backfield, he's up there and catching a lot of passes as well. So, you know, we have our hands full, and this is going to be a battle. So, I'm prepared for it.
How they're using Edelman compared to what they used to do with Wes Welker?
I can't compare the two because Wes is something special. You know, he can jog off the ball and then speed out and have you off balance. You know, Edelman, he doesn't do that. He's a one speed guy. He doesn't have the same ability or the quickness that Wes has in the slot. So I guess that's the main difference between them. But I don't know if they use them the same as they use Wes because they're totally different players. That answer your question? Yeah.
Has the emergence of LeGarrette the last couple of weeks changed the challenge that you guys face as opposed to back in November?
No, because we knew he was a good runner from the beginning, and we coming out and we coming to hit him. We gotta lay them shoulder pads on him because we knew he was a good runner then, and he's still a good runner now. You know, obviously he's emerged because he had a couple big runs, but. Other than that, it doesn't change our mentality because we knew he was a good runner. Well, they got a couple good backs, Ridley and the other guy. They have some fumbling problems, but other than that, they're all good backs.
Anything else, guys? Okay, thank you, Mike.
I appreciate it.